But I have to tell you, this is an absolute disgrace. And if we don't show indignation as a result of this, we are missing the boat. And I think it's really important that people understand that Republican members are outraged that Democrats are doing this. Well, I'll tell you, I give credit to President Trump. Kudos to President Trump. He is moving forward on a United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement at the same time that the Democrats in the House are impeaching him. If he was petulant, if he was petty, he would say to the Democrats, forget it. You want to impeach me, and then you want me to work with you on a trade agreement? So I give him credit. I give him credit for a lot of things. He has put country first. He is a bold person. He's a disruptor. And he knows he's going to make some enemies when he comes into the swamp and tries to disrupt. But the bottom line is he is doing his very best to move important issues at the same time that these Democrats are attacking him.
Would you like to see Senator Cory Gardner take any kind of stand on this? We have, and just so you know where I'm coming from with this question, we have for the past nearly 2 weeks, and Corey has been a friend of mine for many, many years. And I say that every time I kind of slam him on the air. There are no tweets, there are no Facebook posts, there are no press releases that are coming out mentioning anything about President Trump or impeachment. And I'm not trying to make you throw rocks at your fellow Republican in the Senate from Colorado, but don't we need to kind of have that circling of the wagons right now?
No, I think Corey is absolutely right. Corey will be part of the jury in the near future. And I think Corey is demonstrating that he is entering this with an open mind, that he wants to see the evidence. But Corey is a thoughtful and he is a senator that is well-respected because he holds his cards close to his vest. And I think that Cory Gardner, when he speaks, and when he says, I've listened to the evidence, and this is my vote, it's much more convincing than if he was a partisan all the way along.
Do you think that there will be any Republican senators that cross over?
There's a possibility of losing one or two. There's also a possibility of gaining one or two Democrats. Mm. I'm not convinced that Joe Manchin sees this as impeachable conduct and some others.
You don't think Cory Gardner will? You don't think Cory would, do you?
No. I absolutely do not believe that. And again, Corey's got to look at the evidence before Corey makes that announcement. I've seen the evidence. I've been sitting through these hearings. I've been reading the transcripts. I know what the evidence is, and I know Cory Gardner, and I know that he does not want to shift the balance of power from the executive and legislative branches in the way that this impeachment would do that.
Should